Hello, hello. This is part 7 of the Itsy Pitsy edition of the Hungarian Living Podcast. If you are just tuning in for the first time, let me encourage you to go back a few episodes to the first one in this series. There will be a link in the show notes. Well, hello. Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, language, genealogy, and share stories from our guests. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll explore Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll introduce you to some fun people and organizations who love their Hungarian heritage and share some great resources with you so you can get connected to your Hungarian heritage in a deeper way. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Hey there, this is part 7 of the Itsy Pitsy edition on getting started with genealogy. If you have been working through this process with me, you have written down a few answers to some standard questions, but the process has likely opened up a new world of other questions you may have. As you look through the information you have gathered, do you notice where you might need to dig a little further? Do you know who might have additional information? Have you noticed a pattern of names in your family? If you are from a Hungarian family background, like me, you may notice that there are Hungarian names all along your family line. Then you may have noticed there are Hungarian nicknames or Americanized versions of names. Sometimes there are spelling changes. It's all these things that can lead to some challenges in genealogy research. Why do families change their names? I think each family has their own reasons. Sometimes it might have come about in order to separate themselves from another branch of the family. Some people do it for practical purposes. No one in our family technically really changed their last name, but when my brother orders a pizza for pickup and has to give a last name, he often says an incorrect version of our last name. Why? Because he gets tired of spelling it and having it still come out wrong. Our name is a fairly common Hungarian one. It's Szabó, S-Z-A-B-O, but it is routinely misspelled and mispronounced. Some days, it doesn't seem to be worth the hassle. If you have a very Hungarian last name, you know exactly what I am talking about. Sometimes it is just easier to simplify it. And while I understand that, there is something special that gets lost, and sometimes that is how family members get lost too. So if you notice a variety of spellings of your family name through the generations, take note of them. They may come in handy as you continue your research. Be sure to check out thehungarianstore.com for more resources as you explore your Hungarian heritage. Do you want to learn the Hungarian language, Hungarian history, or learn how to research the Hungarian side of your family? We've got you covered. Check out all our learning opportunities, as well as meaningful books and gifts at thehungarianstore.com. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast, please share it with someone you know who loves their Hungarian heritage. If you own a business and would like to talk about sponsoring an episode of the podcast, please contact us at podcast@hungarianliving.com for more information. Special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. We'll catch you next time.